An interesting question associated with Hilchot Brachot is whether or not one should say a bracha when taking medicine. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Dalad Se'if Chet says that anything that a person eats or drinks for purposes of refuah, for purposes of recovery and making them well, if it tastes good, then their throat benefits or enjoys the taste. So then they say the regular bracha, both before and after eating whatever it is that they're eating. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that the chiddush here is, even though the person doesn't particularly want to eat this at all, he's only eating it because he needs to for purposes of refuah, nevertheless, seeing as they're getting some benefit from it, some enjoyment from it, then they should say a bracha. So say a person is eating prunes because they've got constipation, so they might not want to eat the prunes particularly. They might even be trying to reduce the sugar that they're eating, so they're avoiding prunes. But because the prunes are actually quite tasty and they're enjoying them, so they would say a bracha of borei pri haetz over the prunes. So the Achronim discuss whether or not, or how we should apply this as far as trufot, as far as medicines are concerned. And there are a number of reports of what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach held on this matter. In a footnote in Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, it's brought down that he says that if the medicine tastes good, so even though essentially it's an unpleasant tasting tablet or syrup or whatever it is, but the taste is disguised somewhat by the addition of sugar or flavourings, so then one would say a bracha over it. But in Sefer Nishmat Avraham, he's quoted as saying, in actual fact, in those cases, one wouldn't say a bracha over it, because essentially it's not tasty. It's just the taste or the bitter taste is being concealed by something else, and you can still be aware of the bitter taste. It's only on like children's medicines, which children really think is yummy, and they want to have more of it because it tastes so nice. So then you would say a bracha over that, but otherwise one wouldn't. And then there's a question whether or not Rav Shlomo Zalman changed his mind, and his real view is what he is brought down in Shemot Sefer Shvirat Shabbat Kilchata, etc. In Sefer Pitchei Bracha, it explains Rav Shlomo Zalman's position as recorded, that one doesn't always say a bracha, because he says what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about is something which is food. Whereas, and there, if it's food, then you always say a bracha over it if it tastes nice. But here, it's actually not food, and therefore, unless it really tastes good, then one doesn't say a bracha over it. However, Rav Eliashiv and Reb Chaim Kanievsky are cited as saying that whatever the circumstances, if medicine tastes good, so then you say a bracha over it. Rav Vosner discussed the question about if you swallow tablets, but they're sugar-coated tablets, so you swallow them. Is that regarded as a regular derech achila or not? Regular way of eating them, in which case you would say a bracha. Or it's a non-regular way of eating them, in which case you wouldn't say a bracha. In Simon Reish Lamed Se'if Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person who goes for bloodletting, which in the times of Chazal and even in the Middle Ages and later was regarded as a good form of refuah for a person who was feeling various sorts of ailments. They had thought was that they had too much blood in them and they needed to refresh their blood and therefore get rid of some and replenish it. So if a person's going for bloodletting, they should say the following: Yehi ratzon mifanech Hashem Elokai, may it be your will, Hashem, sheyehei esek ze lirfuah, that this procedure should be for my health benefit, ki rofei chinam ata, because you are a faithful and true doctor and healer. And the Mishnah Berurah says that this should be said not just if one's going for bloodletting, but any type of medical procedure, you should say it. Now, Rosh Hashulchan says, yeah, it's correct to say it also when you take various medicines, and brought down in the name of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that also medicines which are there for emotional or mental health needs, one should also say this for them. And even if one's putting on a cream, a person's got, say, a bad pain in the shoulder, pulled nerve or something like that, which is, so they're putting on a deep heat cream, something like that, they should say this formula. And before having an operation, you should say this. And of particular relevance now, he says you should say it also before having an injection, a vaccination. And even if you're just taking paracetamol, you should also say this, because these are all it's always for purposes of refuah, and one should always trust in Hashem when one is undergoing refuah. Ad kan.